Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Archangel Kirael, who journeys to you in this moment as you elevate your awareness and finding your place amongst the many in spirit who love and adore you and whom hold you in their collective embrace. Come into this experience allowing the human mind and emotion to gently recede. And you begin to sense the gentle pull toward the spirit of self in the higher dimensions of experience. So now you stretch outward, no longer contained, and you come effortlessly into the infinite nature of your soul. You sense this. You feel the freedom of this. Remembering how limitless you are, how vast and beautiful, and how your radiance can illuminate all corners of creation. Know this to be true. I come as one archangelic, so then we may say there are legions with me in this moment. The one angelic mind, come into the feeling of this, sense the angelic presence, deepen the breath, come into the still point of self, and as you breathe, expansion comes. And the lightness of your spirit is keenly felt. Now you feel it. Strengthen, filling up, as you now remember how what is that you feel. Innate as you are, child of God, and as you more so come into the fullness of your spirit in this moment, you become acutely aware of the many whom are with us. Those, of course, whom are your guides and teachers. Those who are part of your soul cluster and so forth. But they are but the tiniest representation of the infinite community within which you exist. This you understand. But you sense them. You feel them, and you know them. And the embrace of which I speak is always the recognition of love within each other. The life force which each of us beholds within us. The intelligence of our love this creates, for want of a better word, what you name the web of life, the beautiful, intricate relay between every soul and every sentience. This is what you breathe. Life force, the living love, and as you breathe with the many, coming into the everlasting movement, you realize how extraordinary the intimacy of spirit is. And as you begin to feel those who are in close proximity to you, you gain a sense of how this also applies to your human journey, your human incarnation. You, of course, define this as relationships of all variety. While you are in body, and while you interact in a physical world. But here within spirit, you feel the truth of this intimacy. I say to you, do you realize that your present incarnation and any incarnation is shared by the many? I speak not as simply of many souls coming into body as humans or otherwise, but I speak of your specific life, the present incarnation uniquely yours, and every life you have ever lived in this dimension. For every human in one lifetime, there are hundreds, if not thousands upon thousands, of interactions. This you understand. Everyone whom you shall ever cross paths with, no matter how fleeting, no matter how insignificant, and all those ones whom are in fact crucial to your journey, those whom are friends, those whom are family, those whom are creatures that you adore of pets and so on, and all that is work-related. And every form of human interaction that you can imagine. Do you see that the weight, so to speak, the journey of your one lifetime is shared, is supported by so many, by the many. Everyone whom you shall cross paths with takes the load of your life, do you see? Being woven into the story of your life. That is an important understanding. That the weight of your life and its purpose is carried by many for you. And you being not separate from them, so then you carry the load, the weight. For so many others. I speak not of that which you do. I speak of that which was and is prior arrangement in spirit. That you would populate each other's lives in such a manner and in such great detail to ensure that every experience that your soul desires in human form is made available, is manifested and is met through the many. Each of you does this for each other, whole nations do this for each other, you cannot journey into human life carry the weight of your own lifetime alone. It does not work this way. And never shall. It is so much more than simply friends and family. So much more. Every stranger is a stitch upon the fabric of your present incarnation. And you, them, those whom have gained great spiritual wisdom upon your world have understood this and understood it to be part of the interconnectedness of all things. And more than this, the interplay of the many, of collective sentience, choosing body, and for those of you whom give the gift of your energy work and your healing work and the channeling, remember this. For everyone whom comes to you for your services, do so to help carry this weight, to give you opportunity, to help fashion how you perceive yourself to be. Love them. As you would a dear friend. For that is so. Even the tiniest creature who lives amongst your garden, part of its ecosystem, helps to bring you the experience joy, of the nature that surrounds you, this you know. Everything is done for you. And even if you are not conscious of it, everything that you do is for the many. These words are insufficient. So then look to the feeling of them. For we whom are archangelic perceive the patterning always in all things. come into the breath. Breathe with the many. Come into the collective love. And feel how you are adored. Your human life is a testament to this. That your incarnation occurs is because so many participate with you. That is love. That is always love. Take not for granted life in your dimension. These words are enough. But the angelic presence shall remain about you and deepen. And the many whom are with us shall continue their embrace. It is now your opportunity to deepen into this moment. And I am Kira El.